In Wrangell today, dirt is actually interesting. The town and the state have been shaking their heads for several years trying to get rid of the soil that used to sit under a former, very dirty salvage yard. Years ago, the city of Wrangell and the state cleared piles of metal and hazardous waste off the property, but dangerous amounts of lead had already been absorbed into the soil. The Department of Environmental Conservation estimated it would cost $12 million to ship the dirt out of town. That was too much. Instead, the state wants to put the contaminated dirt on trucks and haul it to a lined rock pit that will turn into a monofill. That's a landfill with one purpose. The project manager, Sally Schlichting, says monofills are used often to store construction debris, like asbestos.
We've chosen the rock pit because it's sheltered and it has bedrock walls on three sides. It's set back from the road.
Schlichting says the pit will also be covered by a liner that is designed to last for at least 1,000 years while exposed to the elements.
And then itself will be covered by another 3.5 or so feet of material, including a layer of vegetation.
But Richard Oliver, president of the Wrangell Cooperative Association, is worried the monofill is too close to a treasured natural resource, Pat's Lake.
Well, Pat's Lake is one of the few places on Wrangell that you can drive right up to the lake and jump out with your fishing pole and fish for trout. And we know that the salmon run up there and spawn.
Oliver is happy the state cleaned up the old junkyard, and he agrees the rock pit would be a perfect place to store the contaminated soil if it weren't just a mile from the lake.
By putting a monofill with lead-contaminated soil so close to it, you know, it's too much of a risk.
Schlichting disagrees. She says lead doesn't move far from where it's been placed, so it couldn't travel to Pat's Lake. But her contractors have taken another precaution. The contaminated soil was treated with a phosphate-based product called EcoBond.
Phosphate, which binds to the lead in the soil and renders it immobile, it is that much more unable to leach or mobilize via water.
Oliver isn't convinced.
Because it's only 15 or so years old, and, you know, not test proven in, you know, our book. And also the liner, you know, hasn't been around that long either.
WCA doesn't have the money, so it's putting its last hopes in a letter writing campaign. Oliver says letters have been sent to Governor Bill Walker, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. He's hoping the federal government will help pay the $12 million needed to ship the soil out of Wrangell. He admits their chances don't look promising. Schlichting and DEC have agreed to wait about 6 months before they start rolling trucks up Pat's Creek Road toward the rock pit. They have the U.S. Forest Service permit they need to use the road, and it'll only take them about a month or more to finish preparing the monofill. Schlichting says if or when the soil is stored there, the state won't just forget about it.
So we'll be conducting monthly visual inspections once the monofill is constructed and it's closed.
The monthly checkups will last at least 5 years and then continue less frequently after that. She says the state will also regularly test groundwater near the site to reassure residents that the water isn't contaminated with lead. If the lead ever gets out, Schlichting says the state will be required to fix the problem or pay to ship the soil out of Wrangell for good. For KSTK, I'm Quentin Chandler.